an attendee in listen-only mode.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Sorry for my delay. Thank you to Shui Gellis for reminding me. Today we talk about Parshas Devarim and the lead up to Tisha B'Av, which is coming the coming week, Be'ezus Hashem. I'd like to begin with an idea that starts from the very first pasuk on the parasha. Right in the beginning, Rashi tells us that the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, here speaking to Klal Yisrael, is the Rameis, Divrei Techocha, to the Yid. To listen to the things that have happened over the past 40 years, Yizahav is a reference to the ego. Now Rashi says everything is Lashon Rebbe's, so as to not embarrass Klal Yisrael, such as to speak to them with Derech Kavod. The kasha is, and the Chachamim brings this kasha, that what do you mean by Lashon Rebbe's? It's true, in the first psukim it's Lashon Rebbe's. But later, in this week's parasha, throughout the Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mashiach them with very powerful words. So what does it mean that it's given by Lashon Rebbe's so as not to offend the covenant of Klal Yisrael? The nicest teretz to this is the teretz that the Sefer Chachamim brings from the Maharal. The Maharal writes that the crucial time to be a zayir, to be careful in the covenant of others, is at the very beginning. When something starts, the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's Techocha to them, he spoke to them b'derech kavod. Once you develop a rapport, once you develop a discussion, you can say things straight out. But the beginning needs an extra zahiras. He brings a right to this from another Rashi. In Balaishka, Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, Rashi says that the story of the Karban Pesach, which is mentioned in Balaishka, Perek Tes, took place obviously in Chodesh Nisan. Sefer Bamidbar begins with the story of Chodesh Iyar. Why is it not in order? So Rashi says that they cried on Shal Yisrael. And it was a design that Klal Yisrael in all the 40 years of the Midbar were only that one Karban Pesach. So therefore, it doesn't begin with that story. Now it does bring it. It brings it a Perek Tes. The raya is that the cried on of someone, of Klal Yisrael in this case, is most important at the very beginning. This is what it says in the Maharal. The Teretz Mima in this Tosfos Bracha explains with this something else that is probably a kasha that bothered many. In the Sefer Pesachim, the first Mishnah begins Ar La'arba Asa. Gemara says not Le'a La'arba Asa, begins Ar La'arba. To use the word Ar for night. Why so? To teach you to speak the Lashon Nekiyah. As a matter of fact, it's a Tumid verb Yishmael in the Gemara that says that why would we ask the Yidaber Adam Lashon Nekiyah? That's why it starts with R and not Lael. The question is that there are plenty of places where it says Lael. As a matter of fact, in Sochim itself, on, I believe it's Tavzahim Amin Aleph, is a Tumid verb Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael himself, saying Lael Arba Asa Baikin. So, there's only one place it says R. What is the lesson of speaking Lashon Nekiyah? The answer is the same as that. Now, when you begin, anything you begin, you have to begin with an extra zahiras. It's an extra care in how you say it. And that's the idea that R. Arba Asa, you're starting a Masechta, start at Lashon Nekiyah, go in speaking with an extra level of care of being careful with someone. I think we know this, that in relationships we always try to start and put our make our best first impression, put our best foot forward at the beginning, and it is an important thing. So this is from Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Let me mention a second thought, this is from Perek Aleph as well, but Pasuk Hey. Kayul Mesha Be'eras and Tera Hazais. Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah. Kayul Rashi says his soul he began. Of course, he didn't begin here. He explained Torah for 40 years. So Rashi says, Be'er, what does it mean? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do differently here? Rashi says, B'shivim Lash, 70 languages. Very hard to understand the Rashi. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu teach Klal Yisrael the Torah in 70 languages? It's one thing to write it on a stone when you enter Eretz Yisrael. Because I don't need to teach it to them. They don't have Midbar. They grew up in the Midbar and they didn't know 70 languages. They probably didn't even know more than Russian Kurdish. Russian and Nefrashi, but Shiva and Russian is quite mysterious. The Sefer Akshava HaKabbalah, which is from one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Eiger, says a great chant. He says, what does Shivim Lashon mean? We know the Gemara uses the expression Lishna Achrina when it has a second shot. Lishna Achrina, another Lashon. Lashon meaning not another language, but another way of looking at it. So he says that here, when it says this idea of Shivim Lashon in Rashi, it doesn't mean 70 languages. It's an idea of Shivim Parim L'Torah. Gemara is an expression that there are 70 faces to Torah. Torah can be understood on many different levels. So he says that the makar for Shivim Parim L'Torah is here, what Rashi is bringing from the Masechta, Shivim Lashon, that the Torah was said in 70 languages. How so 70 languages? 70 Parim L'Torah. Now this is very significant because the whole idea is that Kolzaman Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. He was the Pesach of Klal Yisrael. He didn't teach people two ways or three ways or four ways to look at something. Kolzaman, he was alive. He taught them Panamech L'Torah, one way of Torah. He may have taught them one way in Drush, and one way in Sight, and one way in Pshat, and one way in Remez. But not things that could be contradictory. When Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing to leave the world, Payul Moshe, Moshe began by Eres HaTorah HaZayis. He started to really be desired, really to explain the Torah, that the Hashem Pavel of Torah, to teach them the different ways of looking at Torah, because after Moshe Rabbeinu passed on, people, Talmidim, would have the Koyach to be Mechadish HaTorah. The Korim Divrei Emes, it's a very geshmak of pshat in a Rashi, which most people don't see exactly this way. I'd like to share with you a thought, said Bishop Baal. A short thought, but I'd like to claim this to have a significance to you, and this may help. I will tell you that Baruch Hashem, there are many places you can tell where kinnis are explained. It's better to understand the kinnis and to get most of the kinnis and say less kinnis, rather than to say all of them without any kavana or meaning at all. Nevertheless, I would like to share with you the following thought, which appears in the Pachat Yitzchak on Purim, I believe. It's approximately in Yin Gimel or so. The thought is the following. We find that when Klal Yisrael came to the Yam Suf, they doubted. They screamed, the Yitzhakul. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Atem Tach Rishon, it's not necessary. Yet, the davening did have some significance, because we say in our davening, and the pasuk in the Chemiah Paratas, Zakotam Shemat Al Yasuf, that the calls of the cries of Klal Yisrael were heard. What's the pshat? Was the davening significant, wasn't it? A footner talks about the Rashi of Yitzhakul. Rashi says, Tofsu Amunas Avisei and Biyodeya. Klal Yisrael Yasuf grabbed the faith of their predecessors, of their avos, of Avraham, Yisrael, and Yaakov by turning to prayer, by turning to davening. The way I understand it, what Rav Funder is saying, that there are two aspects to davening. There's the ignorant of davening, and certainly the main thing that a person tries to do in davening is that is to cry to a Kaddish Baruch Hu from the heart. A cry, a call from the heart is the most chashuva aspect of davening. There is no question it's an avodah shebelev. But there's another aspect of davening, and that is Amunas Aviseinu Biyodeinu. Davening with the faith of our others. Connecting to the others. The others daven, we daven. You wonder at times we daven without kavana. But we daven the Shemayna Esrei, Manchik Nesha Sagadaiva. We connect ourselves to the Amuna of our others. And that aspect of davening, the Amuna aspect, the faith aspect, the faith that everything is connected to the Bairi Ayla. And that we are connecting to our others, to generations, that's a significant piece of davening. Sometimes during Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, or even during Slichas in the Yom HaNayrayim, we sometimes feel disconnected. Sometimes, and I think oftentimes, we lose the train of thought, we lose the feeling of inspiration, and we're just saying words. It's not ideal. But even then, we should bear in mind the idea Among us, I'll be saying of your name. And we're saying kiddies that were said to generations in countries all over the world. We're connecting to all the diaries of Amun Asar Hussein of Yadeno. That is a most significant aspect of the kindness of the species that we have on Tisha B'Av. As always, I'd like to leave you with a question that puzzles me. In Devarim Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches and Chav Tes, the Pasuk reads something like this, I hope I'm getting it exactly right. It says that Klal Yisrael begs the Amonim, sell me food, and sell me drink, rag ever baragwai, but let me walk through your country. That's Pasikhov Tess. Do as Esav did to me, the Bnei Esav who didn't say you did the same thing. What a puzzling rash. If you go back to Parshas Chukas, it wasn't so long ago, by Yilayim Edayim, Edayim didn't give Klai Yisrael Rishus to pass through their land. Klai Yisrael, they had to be mistaken, so they got to thank the Pasuk says. What do you mean, Kasha, Otsa, Li, Bnei, Esav, Ayeshev, Eseyer? They did not give Klai Yisrael permission. And if you don't want to say, as some suggest, that maybe they didn't give permission to go through, but they sold them food and drink. They provided to them food and drink, and the kasha also goes only on the food and drink. But again, look at Chukas. Yes, the pasuk says that Yisraelim will have Seir, that they have to go around Seir, around Edai. The next pasuk says that Klal Yisrael said to the Rabbi Nishalaylam that Ein Lechem Ein Mayim and Hashem Kotsa the Lechem HaKleikel. They said, we have no bread, we have no water, all we have is man. Clearly, they had nothing else. So it's a very puzzling question, just shine in the pasuk. Do to me, Kasha Arsha Li, Esav, as the Bnei Esav did to me. The Bnei Esav didn't do it. Puzzling. Well, time is up for today. I wish everyone a good fast. It's Hashem, a meaningful Tisha B'Av. But the fact that it should be the Chodesh of Av, Tisha B'Av should have been a Shvat. Shvat is a stick, the word that means punishing. That's the Chodesh of, our Father. We see the Rabbi Hashem as the Father who is. We hope the Rabbi Hashem should show us his pun in Smechais and bring us the Hashem to Shleim HaKodesh. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for waiting. Again, my apologies for the delay, but good continuous summit, everybody.